This is the NSCN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. My computer isn't working again. 2. You are coming to the cinema, aren't you? 3. Why did she miss her train? 4. Who is expected at the meeting? 5. Why are so many people here? 6. Are you working tomorrow? 7. Who is your appointment with? 8. You can park on the drive. 9. Are you going to college next year? 10. When is our homework due?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. My computer isn't working again. 2. You are coming to the cinema, aren't you? 3. Why did she miss her train? 4. Who is expected at the meeting? 5. Why are so many people here? 6. Are you working tomorrow? 7. Who is your appointment with? 8. You can park on the drive. 9. Are you going to college next year? 10. When is our homework due?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hey, Gemma, I could do with your help. I'm trying to impress some family friends who I'm cooking for whilst my parents are out. I'm making a dessert, but I'm panicking.
I've got a lot of recipes. What is it you're looking for?
I'd ideally like to make a traditional cake, something that might remind them of their home back in France.
When I was younger, my grandma used to make a very tasty French apple cake.
You wouldn't remember the recipe, would you?
Yes, I would. She taught Mum and me the process. It's a traditional family recipe that originates in France, but I've added a British twist. You need roughly 20 minutes preparation time, then it takes 40 minutes to bake.
That would work. What's the process? I'll write it down.
I'll email the recipe and method to you when I get home, but I have a few tips. First, put the oven on, then don't forget to grease your tin. You can use any kind of dessert apples, and don't leave out the vanilla. It really makes a difference. I usually add 100 millilitres of milk, more than it says.
That seems like a lot.
You have to make sure it's not dry, otherwise you'll end up with a heavy cake. Keep stirring until the mixture is smooth. If it's lumpy, it won't cook properly.
It sounds relatively straightforward. Anything else I need to know?
I'd put the oven on at about 180 degrees. Try serving it with cream, and it's at its best when it's served warm. I wouldn't freeze the cake if I were you. For some reason, it ended up ruined after I did that.
Thanks, Gemma. I think it's perfect. I'll let you know how it turns out. I can't imagine there will be any leftovers, to be honest, so long as I bake it right.
Good luck. I can't rate it any higher. It's undisputedly the most delicious apple cake you can make.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, Gemma, I could do with your help. I'm trying to impress some family friends who I'm cooking for whilst my parents are out. I'm making a dessert, but I'm panicking.
I've got a lot of recipes. What is it you're looking for?
I'd ideally like to make a traditional cake, something that might remind them of their home back in France.
When I was younger, my grandma used to make a very tasty French apple cake.
You wouldn't remember the recipe, would you?
Yes, I would. She taught Mum and me the process. It's a traditional family recipe that originates in France, but I've added a British twist. You need roughly 20 minutes preparation time, then it takes 40 minutes to bake.
That would work. What's the process? I'll write it down.
I'll email the recipe and method to you when I get home, but I have a few tips. First, put the oven on, then don't forget to grease your tin. You can use any kind of dessert apples, and don't leave out the vanilla. It really makes a difference. I usually add 100 millilitres of milk, more than it says.
That seems like a lot.
You have to make sure it's not dry, otherwise you'll end up with a heavy cake. Keep stirring until the mixture is smooth. If it's lumpy, it won't cook properly.
It sounds relatively straightforward. Anything else I need to know?
I'd put the oven on at about 180 degrees. Try serving it with cream, and it's at its best when it's served warm. I wouldn't freeze the cake if I were you. For some reason, it ended up ruined after I did that.
Thanks, Gemma. I think it's perfect. I'll let you know how it turns out. I can't imagine there will be any leftovers, to be honest, so long as I bake it right.
Good luck. I can't rate it any higher. It's undisputedly the most delicious apple cake you can make.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. I'd like to check in, please. Mr. Jackson's the name.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson. Welcome to Sierra Hotel. I'll just get your details upon the system. You'll be staying with us until the end of the month, is that correct?
The end of the week, you mean. It's only the 10th.
My apologies. My computer has been acting up. Mr. Jackson, could I kindly have the card you used with the booking, please?
Is it for security reasons?
It appears that the card you used when you confirmed the booking has been rejected.
I wonder why. Here you are. Also, is there any possibility my room could be upgraded?
Unfortunately, the hotel is fully booked. Would you like me to proceed?
Certainly. The main reason I'm staying is because I'm visiting my extended family.
That sounds nice. OK, I can confirm that the card payment has worked. However, I can see that your room hasn't been cleaned yet. It will be ready in approximately an hour. In the meantime, help yourself to breakfast, free of charge, in the dining area down the corridor.
OK, thank you. That sounds great. While I'm here, I'd like to explore the surrounding countryside. What would you recommend? I am a keen walker, although my free time is limited, as most days I'll be picked up early by my family.
In terms of nature walks, there are a number of trails around here. I'd head straight for the bush trail, a pleasant loop through the neighbouring woodlands and hills. Alternatively, there's also the leaf route, but it's been raining, so will be extremely muddy. Same goes with the tree trail, which also includes a steep climb. I'd maybe stick with my first suggestion.
Thanks. Those sound like interesting walks. I'm looking forward to getting some fresh air.
No problem. You're welcome to leave your bag here whilst you're having breakfast. I wish you a pleasant stay.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. I'd like to check in, please. Mr. Jackson's the name.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson. Welcome to Sierra Hotel. I'll just get your details upon the system. You'll be staying with us until the end of the month, is that correct?
The end of the week, you mean. It's only the 10th.
My apologies. My computer has been acting up. Mr. Jackson, could I kindly have the card you used with the booking, please?
Is it for security reasons?
It appears that the card you used when you confirmed the booking has been rejected.
I wonder why. Here you are. Also, is there any possibility my room could be upgraded?
Unfortunately, the hotel is fully booked. Would you like me to proceed?
Certainly. The main reason I'm staying is because I'm visiting my extended family.
That sounds nice. OK, I can confirm that the card payment has worked. However, I can see that your room hasn't been cleaned yet. It will be ready in approximately an hour. In the meantime, help yourself to breakfast, free of charge, in the dining area down the corridor.
OK, thank you. That sounds great. While I'm here, I'd like to explore the surrounding countryside. What would you recommend? I am a keen walker, although my free time is limited, as most days I'll be picked up early by my family.
In terms of nature walks, there are a number of trails around here. I'd head straight for the bush trail, a pleasant loop through the neighbouring woodlands and hills. Alternatively, there's also the leaf route, but it's been raining, so will be extremely muddy. Same goes with the tree trail, which also includes a steep climb. I'd maybe stick with my first suggestion.
Thanks. Those sound like interesting walks. I'm looking forward to getting some fresh air.
No problem. You're welcome to leave your bag here whilst you're having breakfast. I wish you a pleasant stay.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Welcome to the Which Car Weekly Show. Today, we are going to be debating whether old cars are better than modern cars. Anne, what are your thoughts?
When I was a child, I wasn't interested in cars. However, When I passed my test, that's when my passion began. My first car was a really old model. I loved it. You never forget your first car. I would gladly drive that car again if I could.
I hated my first car. It let in water, was always breaking down, and could never really get going. Who'd wish for a fragile old banger when you can get a stylish machine containing all the latest gadgets?
Modern cars are all identical in both appearance and sound. Plus, as soon as you start to drive them, they lose their value. If you look after older cars, they soon start to rise in value.
But you have to spend a lot of time and money to maintain older cars. Plus, they are bad for the environment. Newer cars have lower carbon emissions, and you don't have to maintain them as much as older ones. I would also be worried about their safety and reliability.
My opinion still hasn't changed. Older cars are sturdier. You only have to have a slight bump in the new car and the bodywork just folds in. Therefore, I think the well-built older models are safer. Plus, not everyone can afford to buy a newer car.
I agree that not everyone can afford a modern car. However, in the long run, you save money on the newer cars, as they are cheaper to run.
I just love the character of older cars. However, I can see why some people prefer to drive a modern car. I think we will need to agree to disagree on this one.
Yes, you're right. However, I will agree that older cars are full of character, and I'm sure have lots of stories behind them.
Now listen to the debate again.
Welcome to the Which Car Weekly Show. Today, we are going to be debating whether old cars are better than modern cars. Anne, what are your thoughts?
When I was a child, I wasn't interested in cars. However, when I passed my test, that's when my passion began. My first car was a really old model. I loved it. You never forget your first car. I would gladly drive that car again if I could.
I hated my first car. It let in water, was always breaking down, and could never really get going. Who'd wish for a fragile old banger when you can get a stylish machine containing all the latest gadgets?
Modern cars are all identical in both appearance and sound. Plus, as soon as you start to drive them, they lose their value. If you look after older cars, they soon start to rise in value.
But you have to spend a lot of time and money to maintain older cars. Plus, they are bad for the environment. Newer cars have lower carbon emissions, and you don't have to maintain them as much as older ones. I would also be worried about their safety and reliability.
My opinion still hasn't changed. Older cars are sturdier. You only have to have a slight bump in the new car and the bodywork just folds in. Therefore, I think the well-built older models are safer. Plus, not everyone can afford to buy a newer car.
I agree that not everyone can afford a modern car. However, in the long run, you save money on the newer cars as they are cheaper to run.
I just love the character of older cars. However, I can see why some people prefer to drive a modern car. I think we will need to agree to disagree on this one.
Yes, you're right. However, I will agree that older cars are full of character, and I'm sure have lots of stories behind them.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Welcome to Talk Radio. I'm Becca, and today I'll be discussing the Council's plan to develop the historic studio on Birmingham High Street. I'm joined by Councillor Chris Collins. Chris, firstly, how does this project fit in line with the wider scheme to rejuvenate the city as a whole?
Hi, Becca. Thank you for having me on. The development of the abandoned studio into a brand new cinema is just the first step in regenerating this forgotten area.
But surely, we could have done with some housing, not a cinema. There's also a lack of high-quality schools in the region.
There are quite a lot of things to consider when choosing what to build. The whole process is complex, from consultations and permission to regulations. After we had received strong negative feedback from the community, we made some changes and resubmitted the plans.
I'm relieved you have asked locally respected builders to construct the cinema and not companies from outside the area. I think the community will be happy that the council has involved local businesses in this project.
As I've said before, we are trying to incorporate local people wherever possible. We're very happy to be providing employment to people from the neighbourhood who will take extra interest and care in the work that is being done.
When do you expect the project to be finished?
It should be finished in 2 years' time.
Are there any other projects the council is planning in the area?
You've already stressed the need for a school in the region, and I can exclusively reveal that plans have been accepted to build one. The school should be open within 3 years. As for the housing, that's a long-term issue we've been trying to resolve. We hope to have constructed some flats within the next 5 years.
Sadly, that's all we have time for on this programme. After the break, my fellow host, Anthony, will be putting your questions to Councillor Collins.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Welcome to Talk Radio. I'm Becca, and today I'll be discussing the Council's plan to develop the historic studio on Birmingham High Street. I'm joined by Councillor Chris Collins. Chris, firstly, how does this project fit in line with the wider scheme to rejuvenate the city as a whole?
Hi, Becca. Thank you for having me on. The development of the abandoned studio into a brand new cinema is just the first step in regenerating this forgotten area.
But surely, we could have done with some housing, not a cinema. There's also a lack of high-quality schools in the region.
There are quite a lot of things to consider when choosing what to build. The whole process is complex, from consultations and permission to regulations. After we had received strong negative feedback from the community, we made some changes and resubmitted the plans.
I'm relieved you have asked locally respected builders to construct the cinema and not companies from outside the area. I think the community will be happy that the council has involved local businesses in this project.
As I've said before, we are trying to incorporate local people wherever possible. We're very happy to be providing employment to people from the neighbourhood who will take extra interest and care in the work that is being done.
When do you expect the project to be finished?
It should be finished in 2 years' time.
Are there any other projects the council is planning in the area?
You've already stressed the need for a school in the region, and I can exclusively reveal that plans have been accepted to build one. The school should be open within 3 years. As for the housing, that's a long-term issue we've been trying to resolve. We hope to have constructed some flats within the next 5 years.
Sadly, that's all we have time for on this programme. After the break, my fellow host, Anthony, will be putting your questions to Councillor Collins.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.